The city of Wauwatosa will pay Officer Joseph Mensah the equivalent of 13 months' pay, plus an additional $15,000, along with what he is owed for vacation and sick time, amongst other benefits, once his resignation becomes official at the end of the month. Mensah has been on suspension since July after mounting pressure from the public to fire him after he fatally shot 17-year-old Alvin Cole. It was Mensah's third fatal shooting in a span of 5 years. No criminal charges were ever filed. Kimberly Motley is the attorney for the families. She says that while they are happy to see Mensah go, questions remain.
I think overall it achieves the goal of him not being on the Wauwatosa Police Department. We don't believe that he should have been allowed to quit. We believe that he should have been terminated. Frankly, he should have been fired by Chief Weber, who completely failed in his duty years ago. Had Chief Weber done his basic job, then Alvin Cole would be here today. We just recently received emails, over 1,600 pages of emails, which we had to go to court and fight for, frankly. And frankly, once we got those emails and we read all the very damning evidence and communication with regards to how the Wauwatosa Police Department operates under the leadership of Chief Weber, we weren't surprised that he resigned, frankly. We have very, very damning evidence, and those emails are something that we very soon plan to make available to the public because they don't belong to us. They belong to the public, and the public deserves to know and understand how the Wauwatosa Police Department operates under Chief Weber and how they did and did not supervise Joseph Mensah properly.
So what is in some of what you read in those emails?
We saw in the emails how he was affected after the Antonio Gonzalez shooting. We saw in the emails how for many of his infractions, he was given lighter punishment because of him having, you know, problems, personal problems. So that's really concerning. I mean, if an officer misbehaves or an officer does not follow the rules and policies and procedures, then they should be dealt with regards to their supervisors on the police force. And they shouldn't be, because that's for the good of the public. And they shouldn't be allowed to misbehave simply because you like them as a person or because they have personal problems.
There are now calls for the community to come together to heal with this agreement being announced. Do you think that can happen?
I think it's going to be very difficult for the community to come together and heal if Chief Weber remains as a chief. Chief Weber needs to be fired. He is part of the problem with the Wauwatosa, a big part of the problem with the Wauwatosa Police Department. And frankly, we believe he's a big part of the problem with the city of Wauwatosa and the local, the elected officials. So I think the fact that we weren't even given a courtesy call by anyone within the Common Council, the city attorney's office, the mayor's office, as the complainant, as the people that brought forward this complaint, speaks volumes of what they think about these families. So I don't see how the community can actually heal moving forward if their actions are still perpetuating no police accountability, continuing to do the same things that they did before all this was brought before the forefront. You can't heal with that. We need actionable things to happen. And actionable things that can happen is, number one, Mayor McBride can issue charges to start the process to try to get Chief Weber terminated.
Kimberly Motley is the attorney for the families of the three people shot and killed by Wauwatosa Police Officer Joseph Mensah. Motley says that while they are happy Mensah will not remain a police officer here, the fight is not over. Motley says she plans to file a new lawsuit soon.